see the Manchester Nativity once came, like I said, one of the schools over here, he said on the plane, it said fastening safety belt. But before he started, he said fastening safety belt. When you hear the roar of a lion, I mentioned everything out into tumult. So the Bali Jewish says over here is an emes, I is Rosh Hashanah, El Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Naishan Rabba. And he's a Givaldik Yisod Gol Venoyah. El Arya is a Shoyig, there's Nali that's screaming. Now, if a person doesn't hear it, he has a problem. But there's such a thing that is, the Arya is Shoyig, and it has nothing to do with the Chavrusha Tumul, that El is going to start after the Chavrusha Tumul, after Messiah is going to come back from the country. Sotnish Patas. As soon as you state the Arya is Arya Shoyig, is right away the El screams. And people don't realize it. Arya Shoyig Mila Yira, this is Valdika avoided that starts from Russia, from El till the end of Hashanah Rabbah. And that, because there's 51 days, Hashan, no, Nun Allah, 51 days, straight in the Sforim, that's how you come with the Koyach to say no, please. Yes, the Epsha, please, it's the last chance is Hashanah Rabbah, is before the Shluchim comes out with the decree and sends out the Shluchim. Is a when can a man say, please, only if he comes with those 51 days? If a person is minus a day over here, Lord have a Yen Sachas, and he has got to have business, a business deal, and he's going to miss, and that whole Elz and the Gansan Falon. And every single day has to be El Dikatog and Azeiah Eshano. Is a mensch kumt, and if he doesn't come with that, with from the Arya, from the and it's a Tzugishal Tzien, the Shoga is at the Falirin, the No. He doesn't have that No. And the Free Dikatogis, it made no difference who you are. The Balabatim, the Bali Asokim, everybody stopped whatever they were doing. They said, Imena Nidimili, Zacharangeton and Elul. And the Fratim, the Gdoyle Torah, the Gdoyle Bali Musa. They were in Gansan to Tresel, and then Tzubishat the Pasuk from David. There was no stronger person than David. David HaMelech in his Kufa was a Gibber Otz of an Oira, who he gets Ali, and Gamas Adoy, he gets Avdecha, he was a Mshundiki Gibber Otz of an Oira. But when David HaMelech had ongeven Trachten wegen Din, what the state in Pasuk, state in Kufa Yates, Soma, Mepachtecha, Sodom, Mishpatecha, Yereisi, that his hair stood on itself, it was going to get such a tumult. Remember, we were kids, and this goes back a long time ago. We once saw a picture, somebody had a picture of, forgot some mice, it's a shtickle to vorm betelema, but there was a lion that was chasing a gorilla. A whole mice, and the guy took pictures, until finally the gorilla turned around to see what his next move. He ran up the tree, and it was a lion, and the lion went up after him, he jumped down, then he turned around to assess where he's going, what should be, where his room. When he turned around, so the lion met him, and the guy got the picture. So he saw all the hair of the whole goof of the gorilla went backwards, was like metal sticks sticking out from pachad. He saw, I hate to tell you what the next picture looked like. He said, we took that picture, we gave it to Rav Shalom, we showed it to him. He took the picture, he folded it up and he put it in his pocket. That's Mazachov. He said, what was the gorilla afraid of? He said, he's a strong person, Mr. Gorilla. This is a Talmud Dari. Dari is an andre zach. And Absalom Hill, he folded it and he put it in his pocket. He said, take it out, give a cook a snake. Soma me pachtach me psoli mishpatach yaleisi. As Dover HaMelech had to get sitted from Midas Adin. And because we didn't get any training for this, when, again, Land of the Free and Home of the Brave in America, oh, this is good, take a look at the Nash. Some Gita Avekim of Poshita. We didn't have that training, it was this main El. Chavos Chaim Zotam Mordi de Gamoshel. He says there was a whole group of people that were running in the forest. They got lost. And comes out at night, all of a sudden you hear the leopards and the lions screaming, they're coming out of the dens for, and people are sitting, they're witching to go up a tree, they can smell, they can go up, the bears come out, it's noida, wasn't done. There's a group, in that group, there was about five, six people, so relax, the technique, so somebody, you're not afraid, you're so betuch, and you're gvurin, you can cancel shogun tali, with all these chayisroys. So he said, listen, we don't hear it, we're hard of hearing. When you see people, that the people are asagonish, asagetzachasnes, mgeimkeflulu v'neslik, sach gut mitzis amai sometimes, venedik in stampika soil. When a person is fanum with this and that, he takes it easy, and even the whole chavrusa tumul, so some mechel zayin is a pichem, somebody was a, the message is, come back, chavrusa, let's this man, but sach stach up. Takes another 2 days, and then the seed tumul, and then the dentitis, and the this and the that. Somebody says, answer mats, how do you give away 1 day, 2 days, 3 days ago? The Torah says a hetnish to Ayishori. The person's a little bit hard of hearing. He doesn't have the oimik of the dvorim. Now, Yisrael Salanta says, Gavaldi, you saw God of an oiler. He says, when you get water to your house, how many pipes does it take to get the water to your house? thousands upon thousands from the reservoir, from wherever it is. This one pipe, how long is a pipe? 20 feet. They don't make pipes 20 feet. 30 feet, what is it? It's connected, another pipe. Little pipes come. Count the pipes, he says. How many pipes it takes to get from the reservoir till the water comes to the house? Where all the things are from under the ground, with the ground, the tiny ground. Toys into come. So, come the Geis HaChochem, he said, it'll take out one pipe. One pipe, I'll take out one pipe from the middle. What's one pipe? The belt is not from there. You know. It's not cholik, you take out a pipe. You take off one pipe, you'll never get the water. So, if Rabbi Sol Salanta, the Pesach Shteitach is you have to be Shukur and Torah, Lishred al Daisoy Sai Yoim Yoim. There's a din of yoim yoim. You can't miss a day. You just can't afford it. You miss a day, you took out a pipe. You're starting a new thing. You're plugging yourself into something else. Where is where you're going to end up? Over the chiv is in Zokhtan Kolshkein by Musa. Befadden den this the yom and loyim, the heilige tag now that's starting from Haim Panach. Seitzach from Haim Panach. The person can't miss a day. You absolutely can't miss a day. It's a chaticha achas. The hoishano from now until Hoshana Rabba. The person's not going to be Masir Das Mamash Masha. You can't take away one of the pipes. Abdenil. Mashkiach Hamas told me he heard many times from Abdenil. These were called the Yom Hanechamodim. These are the most Yom. You can get the most. It's taka fearful. It's taka noyiv oyim. The beginning of El, everybody gets a service, and then after about Gimel Dalar, hey, it starts getting loose. You forget it. But after this comes the Yom Nereim, the Rosh Hashanah, and everything. And those are Yom Hanechamodim. A mensch can zukum, a kenzach, and ganze metar sein. And a person shouldn't be a fool, be a shoiter, and to be ma'abed kumash noisen loy. A mensch gibt the Ebbish gibt a mensch a gewaltige Gelegenheit zu sich zu schnell to get the moiridik out of the yom nechmodim. It's hard, but you can get so much out of it. Tomorrow morning you start with kiyah shoifer. What's the kiyah shoifer? Wake up. It's a wake up call. Somebody asked me two, three weeks ago. He asked me to go to visit his kid. He has a kid. Loy Elenu, he's in Shop. I don't know the Rosh Hashanah. In Shop, it's something in Philly, but in a hospital for children, Miyuchim for children. I don't have time. I'm very busy. My Ben Azman is like the regular Zman. But he asked me somebody to. Good, I'll go. I guess somebody drove me, took me there, and then the father took me back. My service is made. A little boy, 15 years old. 15 boy, he has a sickness, Loy Elenu, it's called. The muscles go. It's not the MS, it's. The muscles just fall apart. One after the other. First the feet don't start working, then the hands, and now it's up to the lungs. The lifespan of these chas v'sholom of chumash harozon from oil, and now already hit the lungs. I can't shut them in. I can't breathe. It needs something to push it open and close and push it open and up. Oy, this gizem was made to wake up cool. Uli yishenim and shinosam and edom akitzim et hadim maschem. Come, let's go to a chap. Then he tells, I guess many Fruma people are up, and he says on the third floor, the Kazefu Kinder, they have Kinder on the, from north, from Lakewood, on the third floor, over here, over there. He says, made to wake up, a person doesn't want to wake up. You have to go pick a cholim a little bit to see what it looks like, to see Chas Hashem, someone that you like so much. Because the mama can't go to Shavik, I said, for the kin, she stayed by the kin, till Chamatir of Adas. You have to switch over from Kumta Tochter, another Tochter. And then the father has another kid with the same sickness. Two of them with the same sickness in the family. I mentioned Kenesh Fali. It was all written down, one Rosh Hashanah. That's all it was, Rosh Hashanah. While everybody was singing, dipped the honey in the challah of Galvisa Gechen, machte ganze song and schoik vehissel from Yemei Hadin. And then all of a sudden it strikes. Jetzt musst du zu spät. Chas v'shem, the mentions a Geis HaTzadik. I don't know what Luna Schava, it's not really the Geis. If he's a kapoor for the door, if he's a, I'm not in that way. The tail out, but if you take a look at him, you see what's his mate, Midas Hadin, the Chas HaShom, could strike anybody. I guess, what age did it strike the kid? The kid's 15. So when the kid was 12 years old, it started. It's still 12, the kid's running around. Who does not have kids till 12? They've shown Salaben, all our children should be gesund. What are you ashamed? This is, it's a serious, serious time. It's serious. And I mentioned Musa Chufek, and that's what the Shofar is for, to wake yourself up. From the other side, the Ben Ishchai starts with Moedidik. He says, "Was Moshe Rabbeinu getan for us? Moshe Rabbeinu made a chodesh of rachamim for us. Moshe Rabbeinu given us our grace, machmas is roiv kedushosai. He went up to be poil for the Yidden, the chodesh Elul, until he got 40 days later for Yom Hashem Salach to get the recha. So he paved the way. He made a new train. He says, come on that train. Come on that train that Moshe made from the chodesh Elul. That's made haik benach aleph Elul. It's Moshe Aruf gangen in the himmel, and he made a chodesh of rachamim." A person can ask and beg, and the Yevish wants it too. The Yevish wants it too, stands to there. According to Hashem Tzucho, Hashem is as big as your shadow. If you're a big person, then Hashem is bigger to you. If you're a small person, then you suffer the consequences. Chas v'shol. sagte Ben Ischai, wie viel Dankbar darf man geben zu Moshe Rabbeinu? Jetzt sind sie weggestellt, ein Chodesh auf Rachmem, ein Chodesh auf Rachmem, that he was Poseach, a new thing of Shari Rachmem. Person just has to get on the train, Zog a bissel a Tillum, have a Tillum with you here, and say, Zayim is fall, but the Evshtach, Zavino of Rachmem. And that's a person should not waste the time. A person has to wake up, you have to have wake-up calls in yourself, Chas Hashem, you don't need it for your family. Zich alein, wake yourself up with the Tkiya Shoifa, with the Zoyris, with the Liman Amusa, with your whole Tzugang, and then get onto that train of the Chodesh of Yirmei Rachman V'rotza. The Gvaldigat Gosha, Rabbi Chaim Friedlander says in Sefer, says, there's a time when it's an Eis Rotza. I'll give you a dugma, Gashmi is the dugma. If the Chosin says one word to the Kala, and the Kala makes that easy, the Chosin told me this and told me that, and the Kala says something to the Chosin goes and tells his brother, and Masha will mean so much. If somebody is married so many years, and the Kala says, well, it's not you that you don't care, because it's not Yimei Rotzen. And when a person, the Eshtet Kuf, is Yimei Rotzen, Yimei Rotzen, Zokhat Chaim Friedland is Yimei Rotzen, the cleanse the pula that you do is worth $1 million. So Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. Now is in the Yimei Rotzen. What my friend is doing, I'm not sure what my friend is doing, means so much to me. And so Zokter Abchaim Friedland, I mentioned Shatzushon. Every pula ketana. Don't lose a second. The Amenshkan Tzukum, it's in the Eis Rotzen. So from one side, it's Emes Adin. But from the other side, it's Gevaldike Chesed that the Yevish gives us an Eis Rotzen and it's Yimei Rachman. Amenshkan on his, he can speak about it, and he can ask the Yevish, please help me. I'm helpless. I can't do it myself. I need help. Sefer Tadis Yitzchak stelt sich zok der gewaltige Hergoshen. And it's true. Stelt sich vor, somebody knocked at your door. I was once by a doctor. I'll never forget it. It was a pach pachodim. I went to a doctor, and then in the middle of the visit, all of a sudden, two cops walk right inside and told him he's under arrest. The person was so scared and so tumult, he shook my hand goodbye. His hands were sweating within seconds. So he was under arrest. Why? Because he's a health doctor. And the government doesn't want these health doctors. You know, the whole system, the corruption. So maybe they arrest all the health doctors to get them out of the line. In a second, the person came in. It was not massive. You can't be massive. The police knocking in Russia, they do that. They knock at the door. Where'd you get this? Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? Where's the money? Where'd you get the money to pay for this and this? I heard it from a person that was in Russia. It didn't happen too much longer. They knock at your door. Where did you get this? Where'd you get the money for this? Where's the cheshbon? Doesn't come out in your tax return. What? And a person vetting answer to me. So the Torah says, "Yitzchak de'ev she'tut esnesh hazeh." He gives you a month. He says, "Prepare your case. Get rid of your counterfeit dollars. All of the false gate. Clean up your house. Clean up your car. Clean up your mind. Take everything out where you're supposed to, and put everything that's supposed to be in there." So the vifle hakoras hatoiv, vifle yimei rachman v'rozen, is they tell you it's haka awesome. It's a gavaldik. There's gonna be Rosh Hashanah and there's gonna be Yachsima. You better prepare. But lucky is the person who says shtelzach tzu that the king didn't come and ain't fast and knocked at his door and told him, "Hezachayin, what do you have, Doiden?" Right? Prepare. So to prepare, you have to prepare. Get rid of the reading material. Get rid of everything you're supposed to get rid of. Get it just like a person will be before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So he has the aim on there. So do it now. Do it now. Clean up all the, make a massive cleanup in your house, in your car, in everything. All the CDs that you have and all the things that you lost in Kinderhoven, the lost the vibe of the lost Maleta Chayin, who knows what. Now. Start from tonight. Start. Make up a cleanup. It's a massive cleanup. And the glikach as a mentioned, you may ava, you may rotzen, and that's what El is for. And the greatest tzaddikim had a pachad b'chodim. They had a moly dika pachad. Rabbi Pesach Frank says that he saw, he was there. Rabbi Sol Salanta got up. Now you have to remember who Rabbi Sol Salanta was. Somebody asked the greatest called Rabbi Sol Salanta got ruach hakodesh. I forget who they is. She said about gahat ruach hakodesh beisachnes. Of all the midas tovis that you need to get, and all the kinyonim for midas kodesh for ruach hakodesh, that for sure he had. So this way, Rabbi Sol Salanta Kulia, he had no tzivius, he used to wear a casketel. I can't tell you the pashas of Rabbi Sol. Rabbi Sol got up, there was a massive crowd, and he got up. And he said, El, when he said the word El, he fainted. At Tzvi Pesach Frank was there, he saw it. He said, Aroshu made an imtzachim, Meshad given zang ans 11. Zilzach a mensch, a grace a mensch, a bear, somebody that's strong. And he said the word El, a mensch, and he said, Chalas? Rabbi Sol Salanta, he was once sitting together with somebody. And all of a sudden he gave a krechts. Now Rabbi Sol Salanta, he has himself totally under control. So what do you give this krechts to somebody he has in his family? They know that he doesn't do these things. You know, whatever hergeshim he has, he keeps it inside. But what the krechts? And why did he krechts? So he said like this, Rabbi Sol was sitting, and the minute from Grace mentions they always keep their hands, on the table, Lamata Mitava. So he put his hands on this, and then he realized that by his sleeve, Leah was to listen. He's a fighter, Rabbi Solzalanti, he knew where his mokam is in the world, and the person that's sitting from is a respectable person. God doesn't lose this, what Musa teaches you. So he realized the person saw this. So that didn't bother him as much, but then he realized, he said, oi, if this person, if I feel bad that this person is going to look at me with a zilzul, not because of the source, but with the cover of the Torah, something, you Rabbi Solzalanti, you have a list. So he says, so well, how many pogomim and ksomim do I have on myself? And the Yevusha looks at me? So that he couldn't hold himself back, that he gave a kechs. The kechs was on the second part, not because the other person. He says, if I see this gate Miron 11 as they mentioned then, as a chazari shein, and he shouldn't have any tidies of me, is for the Yevusha cooked of me, of Yedim and my 11? And far, far deeper than I could possibly yodel it to hoim, it's biflag mustabish abchom. So Rabbi Sol Salanka, when it came to the Yomam of El, was absolutely noted, was absolutely noted. Because the Hagreis HaTzadik, Rabbi Levin used to say over the story, he was a very, very big Tzadik, the Melcha Kedusha Talmud from Rav Chaim Volozhin. Rav Chaim Volozhin was a Kiduas, the Tzadik from Yeshivas. So he had this Talmud, the Melcha Kedusha. Melcha Kedusha, he wrote a Sefer, it's a very nice, positive Sefer. Can't shark, but it's very, very good. He just reprinted it now with Nakudis a few years ago, it's able to Sefer. Akoponim, see, he had to do something, and he had to go and start up different places until finally he got back to his the start where he came from. And he had to make it back, he made it back Motza Shabbos, he was running and hitching in Vachulu, he was in another dimension, he came inside by Slichas. And he heard about Tfilah say, L'cha Hashem Tzedaka, Lonu Boishas Aponim. When he heard the word Lonu Boishas Aponim, his head fell down, and he started crying so hard, straight through the whole Slichas. He couldn't say further. The words didn't come out of his mouth. Machmas Busha, that's not Shaykh to describe. This is a man, a Malach HaTzadik, I think he lived over 100. He was a Chariches Yom, he was a Mishunah, the Chariches Yom. And that man, Malonu Boishas upon him, the Vusha that he had, from his Matzah, from Vosat Zach Hashem, what was his Abedis ready? But the Vusha for, somebody once told the Chazanish, he told the Chazanish, he was a Makur of Lamachas, and he told the Chazanish that, you know, the Rav Vestach Avu, Zayn Mokam is in the belt. You know, he told him, like, you know, I forgot where it exactly was, but he says, you know, he says, it's nothing compared to what it should be. And he's right. And that's what the Mishpatecha Toim Rav is. And for that, Samoy de Kabusha. The person can't zechnish, you can't satisfy yourself because I'm living such a dirt, this is what I am. It doesn't go that way. And I'm the head of the family, and I'm a male. It doesn't go, you can't, you have to have the bush, you have to realize what you could have been. Even let's say you're a Tzadik Gomer, you don't do Naveis, let's say. Oh, you don't want to be murdered that you did Avedis. But a chupanim to have the push of what you could have been, to what you are, to what you could have been. It's like a murdered dikazach. For this is a blonde boy, she's a chupanim. You do a dikamaisa from the Chofetz Chaim, it's brought down as far as a different ifanim. But it's basically the message is the same. That the person was once in the, a person in Radin was missing for 2 weeks. And no one knew where he was. It was a big pachad. It was a person in Grad. He was the shachastan got over. So when I looked at the mention, but the mice was concerned, finally came back. So he said, what was the event? He walked into the Radni Shem, what was the event the last 2 weeks? So he said he found out that there's a Gavaldik Yishmek Tavak that they have this in the city. So he traveled and hitched. And Baruch Hashem, he had money in his pocket and he bought this new Shmek Tavak. You want to smell it? It smells so good. So the Chofetz Chaim walked into the basement, Shabbat was laughing. The kids were standing around and they were laughing. Was a lacharai. So somebody went over and told the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim gevent. I'll take advantage. He says, and how far, where did this person go? 1 week of traveling, and then he bought it, and 1 week coming back, and what did they give him already? He says, by us, what do we have? How far did we travel? When the Shaman, he's describing the distance from the Lamaila, billions and trillions of miles, within the Shaman, and what's the Gatan? What's the Chaydish? What did you do? What did you do this whole year? What did you do? What do you have? That you have new tiles in your kitchen floor? That what? What do you have? What do you have to show? For let's tell him his deal. What do you have? What did it give you? So to Chofetz Chaim, a man should have vain, a man should have trachten, zayin mayim in a matzah. For let's tell him the Eivisha gave you life. Now, a lot of people, Leilenu, didn't make it through the year. The Choshev and Tzadikim and even simple people, Ashkoch, Mishpatecha, Toim Rabbi, we don't know the system. And they did, and the Eivisha gave us, yes, Baruch Hashem, and now, Shech Yonu, we're back to El again. So from this El to now, where do we stand? Where do we stand? A man should have the stachan, a blonde boy should support him. The Sfarim, they have a minute, they start slichas already in El. The whole El, they start right away slichas straight to get into the Maimed of Matzav of Yimei Rachman, Yimei Din. The person has to think, you have to be moided yourself. You're not moided yourself here. You're wasting your time. I mentioned Muzmach Nachesh Man Nefesh Avu. From let's the El, was yet, it's possible to get on. told you once, it was one spoke that you're on the yeshiva downstairs. He was a library in the yeshiva. Kids, I saw a guy with a cigarette, guy was gazing in the air, and I met him. I said, Rabbi Yosef, what's master? He gave a puff. He says, I wish I had somebody to manage my estate. It was the best comment I ever heard from a person, from the toich, admas nefesh, for the tifkai, for their mensch's arts. The person was so talented, was so smart. He had such a tfis, and he had such a pen. You can't be mas with a mensch that he can't sign. But he said, I wish I had somebody to manage my estate. They didn't. Lakewood is very, very big. B'li'ayin hora, there's not enough people to be matatul devi yochan. So who manages your estate? From zman to zman, from this el to this el. What did you produce? I mentioned some. So what do I have? I went to the Isim of the Daf Yomi. What do you have? Now what? Kiddush Hashem, I went for this, I went for that. Oh, I belong to Daf Yomi. Oh, this Yamstein. Okay, this Yamstein. And then he said, a Masach Zad. And what did you end up with? Ashmakaba. The person has to think, it comes a time when it comes to an end, and the person has to realize, what's Geirach? What's Markesh? Where are we going to have Vedas? Just sounds like your accomplishment. Famous story from the Chofetz Chaim that everybody knows. The Chofetz Chaim said over the Marshal, but the story is a little story that's makdem to that. That's what the story is on. I just saw it in the Sefer. I never knew the beginning of the Maisa. There was people that came to the Chofetz Chaim. They were in the business world, and they told the Chofetz Chaim, they mamish, they don't know what to do. And they're in the business world. The Maisa, they came down with a minion. So just tells the Chofetz, you have to go to this market, then they're buying, they're flipping, they're trading, and this and that. And you go here in the Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv. You're not always in your place. We miss minion. What should we do? But the Chofetz Chaim told him this famous mashal that we all know, that there was a person that went, Danius was Noida, and he left his family, went to the other Medina. And this Medina where there were diamonds all over the floor. And the person right away the first minute copped all the diamonds. Then after a while he saw, diamonds over here is nothing. The Zechas fish and flesh. So he went and he made fish and flesh. He bought fish and flesh. He was there for months. Chadosh. Kids, anyway, forget about the diamonds, it's nice, get fish and flesh. Then he went, and when he came back on his trip on the boat, he took cartons of fish and flesh, Ruvig Lake and the boat and this and that, and then what happened, it was a few weeks trip, and so on Shreklach, by the time he landed over there, the whole place was smelled up from this fashtunken of fish. The guys, not only they threw it into the water, but they sued him, they took him to court, because everything had such a layach around, the whole bottom of the ship would have everybody's packages. What did he come up? He came back with his pair, and his family was his cigar, was hosta. So he said he brought the fish and they took it away. Was the Shengahad. Until he fell asleep from exhaustion. Then they found, when he woke up, he found his house was as Shane, it said things were being brought in. Was it us? So they told him they found in the cuffs of his pants, his don't give any psapot diamonds. And those from those signs are Reicha Togain painted. This is what I brought back. I brought back Fashnuk and the fish and I got sued and I have to pay. When yet was they found in my cuffs starting up a few diamonds. So to Chofetz Chaim, they're going to, what are you getting? What? Noch geld. And then what? Yeah, once you have a Yehesh Merabah here, Yehesh Merabah that. This is all you have. This is all you have with the show. And those are start up and come and develop. And the person has to make his cheshma nefesh. Mamish a cheshma nefesh. Midvos hobich was the Yehesh gave me koiches no Elohim, where I could have been and where I should be, and I'm not doing that. And I was like, it's cheshma nefesh. You know, Ashaloinos, Lashov Nafshi, Lachovitz Chaim. I heard the Sam Sholem, the famous Moshe Anofas, Lachovitz Chaim, the Epsid Dumin Magid. When a person came over to Reich Mensch, and then Gebeten for Halvo, she said, oh, Halvo, he didn't want to get, okay, I'll give him. Gives him a tremendous amount of money. 3 years. 3 years later, he comes back with the Zelba Beitel Geld, and the Zelba Zahn, he gives it back. Here it is, I didn't even touch it. Sure, that's what I gave you the money for. This Megabet, and I, this Megabet, and I said, Sugis that I gave you. And what's the Gatomet, the Geld? Gone, and she left him the same. Ashaloinos, Lashov Nafshi. If you get a mensch ruchni is like a koiches that's beyond. Take a look at Rabbi Shapiro. Take a look at what one man did. One man, Rabbi Shapiro. One person. The typical day, the ganze bria kula. That's one person. Everybody has a neshama. I told the Maisa, I think I told you last year, I heard this from Abchaim Epstein. Abchaim Epstein told me he heard the story from Rabbi Yitzchak Feigelshock. Rabbi Yitzchak Feigelshock heard the story from Rabbi Aaron Kotler. Somebody, the Rabbi Aaron told him that when he was in America, somebody came up to him. Rabbi Shapiro, the master daf yomi. In America, came to shmachen ablat. Daf ha omid yomi. So the Rabbi Aaron said, the chayis is ablat yomi, omid yomi. He didn't go for any of that. That wasn't one thing, but it's an example of his own. That when he was by the kinsia, he was a younger man. When he was a kinsia when the same Rabbi Shapiro was matzia the daf yomi. He was next to the Chofetz Chaim. And when the Rabbi Shapiro said they should do ablat a day, the whole tzibur. So he hears what the Chofetz Chaim zok to zich. Yisrael Meya, who was the given? No, Yisrael Meya had what? I think he has what to show for himself. He wrote the Mishnah Brura. He wrote so many things. The big bitten the ganze Blir. He said, Omer, wo bist du gewesen? The Chofetz Chaim wanted to have that also. Not Chasu Shom is Bekan and Amesh Be'er. Why not think about that? A mensch, there are people, Yechidim, that are Zoicha, Zoicha. Poshet, a mensch, was Zoicha. It was Zoicha Adlahafli, somebody was just left, the people don't know. I grew up with this person, Niflan Yosai. I feel God, Ms. Nefesh, so I'm Mr. Zev Wolfson. He was a big tzettel in Yeshiva. Nobody even knows who. This is one man. Every single building in Eretz Yisrael is thanks to him. He got the American money or the Israeli money. All the buildings in America, in his tkufa, when he was in the early 30s and 40s, this, when he was 30, 40 years old, and then 50, it was all him. I remember he was telling to Yeshiva, I was a bochur Yeshiva then, and Rav Shnei gave him after Yoyin. This is the one man that he never was any place, no COVID, no place. He put up the Chevna building. Stamat the Santa Zacha, you see the Mensch Bezoicha. He put up this building now. So the Chevna Yeshiva, they called him, they told him to observe the Muskum, Mamach, and we're making a Chanukah Sabayis. So he said, this COVID nonsense is not for him, he doesn't, he's not good. The Ma'i said, after they put up the thing, there was such a Gvaldik and COVID at Toyota, all the Rashivas and Mashkirim came from the Gansai Yisrael. So suddenly they called him up and they told him to observe. You should have been there. He said, I was there, I was in the back. Oh no, somebody told me they think he wore a baseball cap, so no one should recognize him, shouldn't see who he is. Well, the mensch, the gegangen from the world, 85 years old, when I say, Reich, rich with billions and billions of trillions of Swiss and of Torah. This is one person. Yeah, in every community, the Yechidim that say, Ashalom Nasr Hashem, he used his koiches. There's no limit to what he can do. He told his kid, and to Santa Mice, he told his kid one Leil Rosh Hashanah. He came back from that. He said, Hashem, so he was a wealthy person. He said, Hashem is so good to us. What else could we do for him? We have to do more for him. Well, I remember when he was a younger man in his high 20s and 30s. I remember he was under Avarin. Avarin was Machanakim. Taylor. And he built, and he just was in it. He wasn't the person that was a Talmud Chacham. He was a Balabas. But he used his capacity, whatever he can, for Taylor. The Mensch get that Eichabel. I call upon him going back to the Yonah from El. Beis HaLevi had such a pachad. Heard from somebody in Yeshiva saying, Elta Zayde was a chavrusa at the Beis HaLevi. Elta Zayde, for straight sake, was a chavrusa. They said, David, still Vav Eldi talk to him. After Vav Eldi, he couldn't be mitzam sometimes. He was just, the line was all on all sides of him. He just couldn't. Beis HaLevi didn't take off his shoes. The whole Eld, you know that? He couldn't get himself to do that pula, to be in the matzav of, I know somebody, a very chosh, with Tamachot, and his grad, are going, he doesn't let slippers in his house. He still has Azacha slippers. Slippers, you know, casual, you take it easy, you know, I'm going to live forever. There's no thing taking off your shoes. At the Beis HaLevi, the pachad was noy levoyer. When Rav Chaim Bliske said in the Beis HaLevi, there was an Ishgazan, the fourth of Esau, the first of Shemayim. The year in the pachad, and the end of the year, maybe a chet. You know, every 20 minutes, I told you this once, Beis HaLevi was missing like 20 minutes to get up, go out of the room. Come back until they figure out what's going on. They found out that every 20 minutes he goes out and he made a chesh. What did he do the last 20 minutes? If he says, Vidu, he walks right back in. A mensch was a galeb with the end of the year. Rav Chaim said he was once sitting with his father in the shul. They were holding that teeth of sugya. And all of a sudden a butcher comes inside. He starts screaming at the Beis HaLevi, Yosher Mer. There was a dintoida and the Beis HaLevi passing against this sheikhet. And the sheikhet was angry. And he came to go to take Nakama to the Beis HaLevi. Rav Chaim was a gibor kiyadua. So he saw when the Sheikh got up, he started screaming at the Beis HaLevi, and he picked up his hands. Rav Chaim intercepted him, he was right at the end. He was mafsik from him. And he held the person, he picked up his hands, he held the person to hold back from hitting his father. And they told him, the person said, me is inverted to the Beis HaLevi, you took Sheikhat, you're not at Rome, Rosh, and he gets it. Shekach. Then the person, he let out his steam, he turned around, he started walking out. When he walked out, so the Beis HaLevi hung his head down like that, and he said, Mochloch, 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 Mochloch. And he walked the person out of the door. Mochloch, mochloch. He said the next day, the person, the sheikhet, went to buy a few shvorim, a few oxen, to, you know, to sheft and to sell it. And what happened? One of the oxen turned around and gored him, knocked him down, and trampled him to death. It was such a mice, the ganze shtot was nolivoy. The Beis HaLevi found out that this sheikh, he was an oismensch. He felt that it was his father, that the person died because of him. He just couldn't go. He didn't stop crying. So Chaim said, he didn't believe him. So he said, he took his father, he says, Kum. He told his father, he brought him back to this base medish, into this, here, between these rows. He said, Mochloch, Mochloch, Mochloch. Until he finally convinced him that, and then it registered on the base, Alevi, yeah, yeah. Taki said, Mochloch, Mochloch. But still, Agans Levin, the base lady, said, Kad. He said, Kasha first here. Agans Levin, he learned from Mishnais. Agans Levin, he had the yard side. Favosval, Efsha, Minak, Poder. It's not shy to describe, and Bosa, the base lady, he's not shy. The pach because he knew what it means. He knew what it means. Midasadin. Letter vegen olam haba, olam haza. So chen lechaim is machloek se shenim samol olam haza olam haba. Ran toises samol is nitzchi is such a thing. The kedushas yontif, gedu was a masvet. All the ungaris of rabbanim were greisam hasmidim. The all goinim tamir chachomer rosh hashivus. By them, time was the most valuable thing in the world. It was a fight right out Sigit. One of the shtetelach. It was a big fight. Was schlepping a long time until they got into the middle of El, and they told the Kedushas Yontif, Atzrov, Rosh Hashivet, Gayan, everything. It's a chai, go and make Sholem. He won't take off a second. Person didn't sleep in the bed, get like the Samarov, where did Samarov get it? Shlofish not bet. And I remember the story happened when Rudman once went to Florida. So they asked him, he asked for room, so then they asked him behind the desk, do we have to make your bed? Because the other, he said, what do you mean? He said, the other rabbi was there, we didn't have to do anything for the whole week. You know, they wonder if that's what the rabbis do, that we don't sleep in bed. So Kedushas Yontif, he's called Kedushas Yontif for a reason. I don't mention that Himalaya, this is the summer of that dynasty. I didn't sleep, it was just as if sticky, I had no hanok in this world. He said, anyway, they told him there's a fight, so he went out to the Yerushalayim. He went there and started, and he went over there, and they had the Gvalge Derechetz, because it was around Sigit. It was one of the things that was under his hashkocha, and then he sat down with them and he heard it stodim shtigin geshlod. It was mamish like less than 10 days before Rosh Hashanah. I stayed one day, a whole day. The next day, the whole day, and they tried to make sure. Funny, made sholem. That's it. Sure. He got up to leave. Then other people, they asked him shalos this. By the time he got to his wagon, they told him that the thing exploded all over again and 1,000 times more. He couldn't believe it. So he came back. He called all those people together. He told him like this, Amazir, I'm warning you, he said. I gave away my most valuable moments of my life on Yemei of El to prepare for Yom HaDin. Every second for me is accounted for. And I gave it away. I took away from myself Torah. I took away myself Tefillah. I took away my whole Avodah from El to make Shalom over here. I'm warning you, you're spooning up with your life if you don't make Shalom. Kisses a bunch of from me. He went back onto his wagon. They'd be screaming at this and that. And he went back to Sigurd. On Yom Kippur, a fire broke out and burnt down the whole shtot. In those days, houses were connected. And the whole shtot went down. People were machal the Yontif and Yom Kippur to save the things. And he had such agnes nefesh. For Seitzach, after the fire and people, wherever they salvaged, they all came back. The ganze shtot, they came back with wagons, came back to Kedusha Yontif, to Yisun Kedachila. And he was very, very upset and he felt terrible. Such a mice happened to every person. What was your involvement? He told him, "Zavalman, you have to fast this many times. You're not allowed to eat warm food. You're not allowed to go this. You each one gave different segufa. I gave everybody segufa. Everybody gave makama. They all makama, so they realized. And he had such a sigh because he lost those moments of El. Then all of a sudden, as the days were coming by, the family saw as a esnish and a shlofish, a filavinsika. He's torturing himself. Then they found out what he did. That whatever he made everybody else do, he did on himself because he felt as a chafar zainak poda." And his akpod was the thing that was going on. Moses' akpod, he couldn't hold back that akpod. It's aveganim my nil. For his mate, aveganim in minut of nil. Minutes of el, how much it's valued. When you go in the street, don't be masiyah nas, it's hard. But you'll walk away with a chush godl. It's when a grace at tzadik and penchas koritza. You're not familiar with the tzadikim, the time of the Baal Shem Tov. He had a gun, he was one that spoke very sharp and stark to the Baal Shem Tov. He was a very, very stark man. He had Edis in this person. He said, Edis in this person, Rav Nachman. It was a person, Rav Nachman, from Kassel. He told Kozman, then Rav Nachman left, that the Rusin, they try to capture either from Poland. He said, Kozman, that he's in Poland, this did in Poland, the Russians will never be able to capture Poland. And it was, they tried a few times. They were not safe, right away they turned back. They couldn't enter in Poland. And he said, the whole Poland stands on that bench, Rav Nachman. And then Rav Nachman, what happened, when that year that he went, he left Poland, he went back, and they said, the Russians came in. They already broke through into Poland. This is this person of that this Rav Nachman was. And the Baal Shem Tov said on him, Edus on him, as the mensch had uf geefen to Sha'olim from Tefillah, via said to uf geefen, he says the whole El every night. When it came time to daven mayit, if he locked himself up in a room, he put on tachlichim. And it's hazeik is shtak, gevenk, dark, total dark. Yira pshuta. He says, these are the mensch that paved the way for us. They showed us what's made El. And now with Kuf, which is more on the Litvish, Mahalach, Hachaim, we don't do so much Segufim, we don't have the Koyach for Segufim anymore. The Balatanya Paskin, the Varela Halacha, that we can't. And the Yehuda also said, Mishabu says a little fist, he says, Yevshabu like Klum, only on Thursday, with that also we can't even do any fist. But listen to the Hanhogis, from Greisa, Mensha, Gavitzula, people that we heard from our rabbis that saw these people, and these people what their el was person like Rabbi Tzela, he left his house. He went to a shul. He stayed for a few days in that shul. He'd go like in Golas, different places, and people knew where they were. They went with him. They were misbided with him. He said he didn't speak Dvarim B'Teilim. He only said Dvarim Shebekdusha, and he said Shmuzin. Once a week he said shmuz. Once a week he said a shmuz in halacha, in Hilchas Yom Kippur, in Hilchas Tshuva, Londis, and once a week he said it in Sardis. When the mention was so halic and so big, and every time when he davened, he used to cry so hard. It was ma'oida everybody, and everything was about tzchav ve'onish. Simple. You're Malchus, start with this. It makes me nervous. Malchus. What's the Eibishter lane? How about you? Does lead down vibe? Does lead down the kinder? That's what you should be worried about. That's real. Alter von Kilm said in his time. He said, he mentioned was Zainim Ismael from Malchus Shemayim. They don't have Rosh Hashanah. They missed the boat. Don't worry about Malchus Shemayim. Worry about your own life. Your life. That's real. Everything else is not real. There's no bigger walking Chil Hashem than the person himself. He's a walking, talking spirit. That's real, 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 real. And that's what that's what he spoke about. Schar ba'oynish, schar ba'oynish. Rabbi Shaul Salanter already started his proof of schar ba'oynish. The schar ba'oynish is the thing that I mentioned was a reinhaken kof. And what did he do? He was against early, he was away from the house, he didn't talk any. The Dvas came to visit him. The Dvas, you know, the Apisha and Shalom, the Dvas. So the Dvas came to visit him. And he wasn't Matsi, he didn't want to talk. He wrote on a piece of paper, Gede Gordarti, Vloy Uchol Hashanis. Vaz respected him, and it was the grace of going. And the guy was a meister once I see from Rabbon, Rab Chaim Bliske was there. Rab Chaim is the Kasha. Everybody was storming in it. Look at this. He slugged up all the truths. Finally, Rab Chaim said one text, he said another text. The whole time over there, Bitzelab was sitting over there, he didn't open his mouth and say a word. You know, Rab Chaim was surprised a little bit that Bitzelab was hungry. Everybody knew he was a big Tamachom, Rab Bitzelab. So he didn't say anything, but he was a shtoim to even take part in the whole conversation. A few days later, someone came to Rav Chaim. They showed him his Rav Itzler's Tshuva Sefer. They showed him the kash and both the truth from that Rav Chaim said. He said, "Yes, verstehe, was made Musa." Man, so zach tzirik halten. So zach tzirik halten, koya told himself back. Kids, anyway, he was a person that was annoyed when it came to Elul, the Zika Avoida. It was absolutely electrifying just watching him and his Bechias, and it was ma'oid everybody to Bechias, but only because of the Inyana from Elul. Ramot Ratzukman, he came to Yeshiva, I don't know if you were here, Fred was here, if anybody you remember Ramot Ratzukman, he came to Yeshiva, he said a shmuz, he was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. He said once he came to the lake and he said a shmuz that was just everlasting, he was half of a fellow. So he said, Adis, that you saw on the Chofetz Chaim, the pachad of El, it went till Chanukah. And God, the Sfarim say that the Midas didn't see it this Chanukah. Rabbi Lezer Yudel left his house, he left his Yeshiva. For 6 weeks he took a Chavrusa. To be misbehaved doesn't have anything to do with anybody. It came back to Yom Kippur. He graced the mentions and given. Ramosha Kabrina, Chassidish of Goyin, Tzadik, Malach. So he said, what started his life? What changed his life? He says he was 6 years old. He was playing outside. So his sister case that ran outside. She told him like that, Moshke! Mahotshan Gibench the Machoydish Elul. I feel the fish in Vaset Sitrinin. With the Spilzach? So he said the words from his sister got, you know, that's a life that his Mashiach, his whole life changed. From the end of Zog from Zayin Shvest. I feel the fish in Vas, it's murdered because it's made the Chodesh El. Us Americans, we had the same claim today, same ketchup. Chodesh Gipof, Halb Shabbos, the Blitz Benny, Bnei Yisrael, Chodesh Gipof, and Garbage and Ein. And here we are. What's going to be? When are we going to Nemzach in the hand? Is a moedig lem is a mishle shteyt a pasuk gil chol vadcha ve ein zorim le ein zorim mitcha at the twenty time levadcha mit dir vindos it's you and if you take a look at the oisis levadcha ve ein zorim mitcha is rosh tevis el is the time is levadcha ve ein zorim mitcha don't have anything to do with anybody, it's yourself. I was once next to Rav Nosson in Kiddush Levona and people go on like shom lechem everybody's busy with shom lechem sometimes say shom lechem to somebody else. You go, but you couldn't care to him. Take it away, darling. I can't see how Shom Lechem. So Nelson said, mention Shom Lechem. I can't see how Shom Lechem, Shom Lechem, Shom Lechem. Say hello to yourself. Say hello. What am I all about? Can I help you? Where are you up to? Just I mentioned to this nation. is the time for you. Don't spend any time with anybody else but yourself. Rabbi Yochanan used to walk around. They used to hear him pacing on his floor up at the ganz el. Ula yimasheni ovi v'yayisi be'enav kimisateya v'yavesi alai v'klol of le'brocha. Efshem my tata bet ma'on tatan zen v'uch bin. And he used to say it. And even if Yom Kippur, they heard him saying it nochmal and nochmal. And Rabbi Yochanan said himself, I had 10 Yom Kippurs, I would be zorcha v'ruch ha'kodesh. Wasn't about Gaivin, he knew what he was up to. And he himself had said that. He said shalom lechem to himself. Disaster. Ula yimasheni ovi. He found in himself a pogrom that he never saw before. Oh, yeah, man, stops. He has to be honest with himself. This is the chodesh. Ali Olivin told me a maisa. He was studying the Bible, and this maisa happened. I never saw it printed, and he never told anybody this story. I think I went over in his name, but this is the story that he was the Yibishas maisa. He learned about Abel Yelapian, and then he went there. Ali Olivin went to Rav Shmuel Lizovsky, went to Ponovich. So he told me there was a maisa. Somebody, Abel Yelapian was a zochem. It was close to his 90s, and one of his closest friends was nifter. They went and made the hesped of Ponovich. He together with that person that was nifter, they built up Kelm. After the altar, they still back to Kelmi Yeshiva. They worked very. So he had a lot of tzar, and he traveled from Kfar Sidim. He went to the Ponovich in Levi. After the Levi, it was so hot that day, it was Nishkoisal. After Levi, the whole Yeshiva was, big the Yeshiva was, everybody went downstairs, and they were Malava the Mace. And then after, they said to bring him to Har Menuchas. And there was a bus that pulled up that anybody wants to go to Har Menuchas. So Rabbi Yelapian saw the Ponovich Rav, so he asked the Ponovich Rav, the first? Is that the name? So the, you know, Rabbi Yelapian was walking with his elder mensch with his stick. He was walking up and back, waiting, you know, really to get onto the bus. Kids, he was a mason lathe, and all of a sudden the bus flew away. Because it flew away, he turned around after a while. He was not elder. He didn't have the sounds. This, he turns around, the bus is not there. So he says, "Where's the bus?" He said, "The bus left." He said, "The bus left. They don't know that I want to go." She says, "Where's the Ponovich Rav?" He said, "That he went also." I said, so Ali Olivin told him, standing, he saw that his kas. So he stood to see, hey, Yipel Adova. He sees Abchatzko coming down the steps. So, Abchatzko, Rabbi was upset. So, Abchatzko comes up to him, he saw him that he was upset. So he says, the Rav is a chakra. He told him, so he told him, he said he's going to Levi, he said he's not going, and then Lamai said, one of the boss, they didn't wait for me. He said he was very upset. He said, the Buddha's on the Reisach. So they said the Ponovich Rav is not a shekel. Mstam it is zukna zasoy doifin that it's not a shekel. Aleph. Beis. Mstam you're not a lie, because you're elder than mensch. You're 90 years old. Come on. And the heat was no joyous. There was no air conditioner in those buses. It's sakon. It's the first for you to go. So mstam he was not there. The third thing he told him, Rebele, to stop learning in Kelm, the gate from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim for Halavaya. You hear what's going on? All this chasen is. Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. Somebody told me he has four chasnas in 1 week. I can't be masked. Just, you're allowed to make chasnas. The shalom who should go. Who's speaking my chasnas? I remember when it broke through. Two briskets broke through. Two of my chaberim. The matona that they gave to Lakewood. One got married to Yud, the other one got married to Yeralov. Couldn't believe it. It was the music. The loy salgal daitcha chasnanel. It was such an aim, and Rav Shnei used to come in, both Musa Sturm, he used to learn with the Tzibah, there was such an aim in Yira, the Musa said it was so powerful, there was only 300 people then, but it was such an aim in Yira, and now, Yontif, Chassid is galore, there you want, Shabbat Baruch every night. My Shvig also has a birthday party coming up, I gotta go to that too, Ben Alva Chavere, my Shvig supports me, you know. And people give up the Gansel, Vashmer, and the Miskasten. And here, Abchazi Yeshigim said, Rebel is allowed in Kelm. Gets to Levaya. And what does a person do by Levaya? If he doesn't have any, the soil is that says, Tevil Lechash, Tetach and Posse Tevil Lechash. I told you, I heard this from Amnos. What was the whole fight? Rabbi Luchim was a Mashgiach and Rabbi Yeshiva, and then he had to leave. What was the whole fight? It was a fight, it was a Levaya. He was a Levi, somebody died in Stock. The Chofetz Chaim said he was all against the Levi. And Rabbi Yochanan said the Yeshiva was against the Levi, says Nishkein Yeshiva. Now, who's right? Chofetz Chaim! If Rabbi Yochanan had a problem in Chesburu, he's going to have to open the Mishnah Brura, right? So it's the same Rabbi Mishnah Brura is telling you everybody has to go. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan didn't let. Yeshivas get to Levi's is not kein yeshiva. Who's right? What would you do? What would you do? Who'd you go with? What would you do?
I'd run for my life. I didn't know what to do.
I didn't know what to do. I don't have a chayim. They're biluchim. I'm afraid to say what I think. I'm close to knowing Kurdish. I'm afraid to say. There's hilchas chavetz chayim. There's hilchas biluchim. Yeshiva is a yeshiva. Ad chavetz chayim, ad chavetz chayim. There's two different halachim. There's not the Mishan Beisil. There's no right or wrong. There's hilchas yeshiva. There's a hilchas yeshiva, and one of the hilchas yeshiva is you don't go to Levi's. You don't go. Finish. You don't go. And with such a tumult because of that, Rav Nosson told me that made the yeshiva split in half. Those that were with the Chofetz Chaim went to Levaya. Those with Rabbi Yochum did not go to Levaya. And then Rabbi Yochum had to leave the yeshiva. It's impossible. He left the yeshiva. That was the split in the yeshiva. What is a yeshiva? What's two men in there? Negate to what you call it? I forgot what it's called. But he knew. When he raised money, no. Palamigas and this and that. And called me the food. You have a din. Bizuch. You have a din. Koyf and nefesh and bizuch. A yeshiva is a yeshiva. This we lost. We lost this thing. We're losing it. We're losing it. We're losing it. There was a matter of a chasas. We shot every mitzlachas. And the shein of pofolk, they should be matzlich. But who should go? And if you do have to go, for how long? What are you doing? You're going to lose it. The Shevet Musa was such a malach like him. A malach like him. The Shevet Musa, he was a Shevet Musa. Shutke Mashmoy. It's not shaykh to describe the grace guy. It's a chunter genomen that an el, he has been mekayim l'tayak mitzvahs, machshov l'dibu b'maisa. Whatever he can l'maisa, he has to do a little of every one of the tayak mitzvahs. He says, mekabal oil malchus. What's the oil malchus? Adi eib shem make tayak mitzvahs. We don't even know the tayak mitzvahs. And he did every one that he can, the ones that he couldn't, reizach is a chutz lorz, is he learned those halachas. And he did, without sleep to his eyes, the tayak mitzvahs, the mitzvahs nefesh. Finally, it was before Rosh Hashanah. It was finishing. This was his Akdomah from Malchus. It was finishing, and then he fell asleep. He fell asleep. He had a dream that he was in Gan Eden. He was in Gan Eden, and he was dressed with such a beautiful cloak, with such a beautiful chalukah de rabbanon, with so many colors that was not shayach. Every mitzvah was alive, and so he was missing his collar, and he couldn't be asked. The wife says, "Yes, why is this?" He told me because you forgot the mitzvah of makkah. I told him, "See, makkah le'gagecha. This is like the high part, the makkah. You lost it." He missed it. He woke up and Taka realized Taka and his Rishim he missed the mitzvah of Makkah. This will keep me shy for the mention of Zuchtsubi great, avoid an El, the Helika avoid an El. And Balaam and Kabbalah, they bring up some Muri, the Kazakh, and Moscow, it's not for us, but just to hear what's the mention of Geton and El. Shteta Posik, Lule, Hemanti, Lilis, Betuva, Hashem, Beretz Chai. What's meant Lule? Lule is Rosh Tevis El, just in a different form. Hemanti, the Loshan Vihi, Oimen, and Sadasa, this Gadalti. Lirois means lahasi. Taish zayazay. And el, lulei, el, hemanti, I was nizgadil, to be masik betuva Hashem Beretz Chayim. The tifkait in the oilem ha-nista, the oilem ha-kapola, oilem ha-kabola. And the divi yichesk of the shinu v'rov said over in Abchayim Tzanta, you heard this word to Abchayim, but it's from before that. Danzach. And he said that el is the time that people used to go, and they used to be masik hasodis and toidi, that's not shayim. The Masham, Avshalom Zayda, and Eli, he used to lock himself up in a room. He used to wear talis and tefillin, and he used to learn Kabbalah. Of course, it's not Amzara Avoida. I hope not. I heard there's a bunch of crackpots that are already starting to learn Kabbalah and Lakewood already, because they already finished Bavli Shalmi Safrosavi, the Sefer and Abachel Keshachnoch, and the Malish and the Kreis of Bishas and the Poiskam, and now already in the second level, even though they're in the early 20s. But okay, Havel became, but listen to the Muskel, what people used to do, they mashed themselves from the belt, gain a roof. The Oilam HaKabolo, the Oilam HaNista, to reach different Lulei Hamati Lulis B'tuv Hashem Be'etz Chaim. The Yenis Shol Toidah, the Harness, the Hasogis of Toidah. If you make a mistake, a crack of a mistake, the Hefsid is Noidah, and people will mashkia all the Koiches to reach these levels. The way they can stick up in the receivers, it's a little bit powerful. I'd rather not go into it, but I wanted to tell you about that, but again, it's already late. A few things Lamais and Negate for Elo. First thing is, every single day that includes Ein Banach is you have to learn 5 minutes of Musa. 5 minutes. If you're a younger man, Sheik, just say you want to be alone for 5 minutes. Kid is old in the 5 minutes you can handle. If you do that 5 minutes and you start tonight, you're a Tohar. You're Habolatahir, and you're Habolatahir, you'll be Zoicha till the Hashanah Rabbah. No matter what, 5 minutes you can spare. A different thing. A Gewaltige sort of Golden Vanoida heard from one of my rabbis and said, a Gewaltige Eitze, that'll make you closer to the Eibishter. Every single day you have to do a pula that no one's allowed to know that you did it. No, you could even do Bram. Let's say you collect 3 sturim and you put them onto the shelf to make it easier for the person that's collecting. He does not collect 3 sturim, you collect it, you put it on there. So even though you did a Bram and somebody saw you do it, but this pula, you're not allowed to tell anybody you did it. You have to do one pula that it's only you and him. You and him, you and him. And you have to keep a cheshbon at night. Did I learn 5 minutes of Musa? And did I do one pula? And you keep adding different things that you want, but these things are a must. But these things, these two things are going to give you five minutes of Musa. I'm not so tired that in the May El you have to learn is Rabbeinu Yoyin, not Mesul Sesharim. It's a time for tshuva, time to really put yourself back onto your feet. And nothing else but that. That's what Avnos and Shita was. And a lot of people go along with that, that in yeshivas, El you learn Rabbeinu Yoyin. Rabbeinu Yoyin at the time, the ikrim of tshuva, the ikrim of tshuva. 5 minutes, I tell you, you'll be a man that a mensch. You'll feel pure, you'll feel clean, and you'll feel that you have all the time. Rifan Ab Schwab, and Moshe Schwab told me, all you do is have to be a habo. It's a mulyadik a word. Everybody wants tired, but who gets it? But if you're a habo, just be a habo. With 5 minutes a day, you can be there. And they're also doing this pool, it's a gewaltige Sache. There's a different gewaltige Sache. But I heard from Abshol Miller, Zechat Sache Gevrocha, and Ashkech Ramnosi used to speak very stark. And this is Rabbeinu Yoyin. Rabbeinu Yoyin right away in Shar Aleph, in Ois Beis, he speaks about, he says, Aloy Machteres Pesuch Lufanecha. You can get out of this thing. Why didn't you run away? Why is it a joke by you? Don't you realize you're in jail? Anything could happen to anybody. And you have now the doors open, run. There's somebody over here in Nevada told me by the Twin Towers all over Shalom when it fell down. So his office was a few blocks away. And he's told me, he saw people jumping out of the windows when one building was hit. Before the second building was hit, even when the first building, I don't remember exactly the problem. He saw people jumping out. They never chamisa meshuna, but they had. He saw that. He said he was not. He was just a few blocks away, and he saw that mamish with his own eyes. He told me a different thing. He met a friend. His friend was in the building when the building was hit, and all the electricity went, and the people were screaming and shrieking. They didn't know where to go, but this person saw a light. Like 50 feet ahead of him, and it was a light from the outside of a door that was open to the outside, and he ran to that light and he got out and ran, and this guy was safe. A lot of people were crushed to death. It's not shy to describe. This person saw the light and he ran for his life. He said, Dosh Tekta, Haloya Machteres Pesuch Lefanecha, the Twin Towers is coming down. The Eichlo Himarte Himolot Al Nafshecha. The Torah says, you don't believe these are Twin Towers. You don't believe in Schad Oynish. We don't believe in anything. You're not running any place. Everything is wonderful. You still have the Yated. Somebody showed me something. He said, listen, I don't even know what to yell at. I don't know, maybe something's wrong with me. He showed me that Rabbi Yashua was nifter. The page and the tzad that everybody had in the Hespedim, the picture for Rabbi Yashua sitting, you know, by Uva Gemara. And Seville was Masabu. Omid Beis is a picture of a person, a husky guy, that, you know, I'm leaving now, this and this company for 9 days now at Fleishix, but you can still come to me because now you can buy Milchix and you can have good Milchix. These people are retarded people. I don't have. Oh, those are Shaitz Rabbi Yashiv. Alevenya Rabbi Yashiv is avek. We lost such a Hagona. You know what that means? What we lost? Is an Omid base, full Omid base. Kum, Bible, by Milchik and Fres. Sorry that I have to go for vacation for 9 days. Not is the 9 days number. But page Aleph to page base. Kids Gimel to Dalef. Omid Aleph to Omid base is a Stidim Ereshul is safer. And sometimes even on the same day. We can't say him in a newspaper in Stub. What are you teaching your kids? Somebody, a choshva person in Stuttgart, they give everybody, a lot of people is on their list. They go Wednesday and Thursday night, they give a package. The bina and the mishpocha and different things. And some from the poor people. So I get some of these things. My kids read it. But my yidna called up, said, we don't want the mishpocha. It's not for us. And we don't want my kids. It's even the others are also not good, but you can't take everything away. Okay, lost my dog. Okay, good. It seems this past week they made a toast, they gave him mishpacha. Good. Came back from the Sikh minion. I opened it up. Long machine to hush day. What are we doing? What are we bringing into our house? We all became modern Orthodox. You know what I'm telling you? How many elder yeshiva like Allah? It's a difference if you're working or not. Or would they have the hashkofs of the B'nai Torah? We just lost it. We don't know what it means, the Am Mordechai, that we're separate from the Welt. We are separate people. We are different people, with the modern Ashkenaz. It's Chazetreif. You're destroying your children. Every page is a different type, a different thing, a different Welt, a different Shova Vaidelikin. Sheker Hanifa, Gabe Hanifa, Gabe Sheker. Get rid of this junk. This is the Machteris. The Machteris is Besuchel of Panecha. Ve'echlo himayte himolt al nafshecha. The person has to prepare himself to get out of this terrible matzah that he's in. Nemes, I wanted to speak about Yikazach from Talmud Torah, but just being beside with this vice, I heard from Leo Mani, he heard it from Abchaim Kinevsky. Abisol Shklova went to Kiduah, he went from Namida Hadrod, he went from Chutz Loritz, he went to Talmud Torah. On the way, the ship broke. He had two children, two little children, his Yingle and his Madel. They both were on his back, he was a gibbon. He was swimming and swimming. He saw that he didn't have strength. There was no way he was going to catch a boat. He made a calculation. He said, Ben Kodim Labas. Aloch is a Ben Kodim Labas. So he told his daughter, he said, Namarapafus. So she took off her foot. She was dragging it in the water and he was swimming. The weight still he just couldn't. He said, Sadal Namarapafus. And he was swimming and swimming and just couldn't. Then he said, Sadal Namarapafus. And then he was gasping, he just couldn't listen. And then he told the son of Nemanah the under and finished. So she gave a Gishay Tate! When she gave a Gishay Tate, all of a sudden he got so strength, he threw her on his, and he swam and swam until he got to shore. He got to shore, he collapsed. But Rabbi Chaim Kinevsky is over this mice. I don't know if you know Rabbi Chaim, he's not such a baldegish, he keeps it basically inside. He says, Mzanish and in the basket. Liba Mayim, Liba Eish, Liba Cherev. We lost everything. The only eight is that Madav Shain Tate. And Ben So Shain Tate. And the Abishah said, okay, I'll give you another chance. This is the only thing that's left. Here we are in Elul. When Elul, this is the beginning. Hain Panach is the Leishas. Leishas, Choch, Milas, Hashem. If you start with the Leishas, the rest of the Chodesh will be Gevaldi. Just think a little bit. Tfilah, the Eis Rotz, I mentioned. Song an Abyssal Till and be Mispal for yourself, for your wife, for your children. For whatever the Abishah gave you, all the resources that you have. And he wants you to renew the license, renew the lease. He gives you another year, And you want to hear for everyone that you like in your family. Nemeroyis that tell him. As I'm a spaller, a scream tata. A Nachman Breslov says, Mekan shrine on top of your lungs, still a hate. You could scream on top of your lungs, still a hate, without even the voice coming out of your mouth. In your heart, your conviction, you just let it out. Just let it out. Don't go to Uman. Whatever Uman is right over here, right? But this stand it. It's right here, Hakoponim, Shai Tata, Shai Tata, Shai Tata. No, the Ebshom is benching Abola Tari, it's the beginning of the Chodesh, and the Ebshom's benching is all Zman Kaparochal Doidoisam. It's a Gavaldiger Hele Katog, everything is telling delicious, and the Ebshom's benching is we should open up the Shuba. I don't know where the Vav's going to be next week. I think Rabbi Ruchim says over here, Shir, Matzah Shabbos. So some, I guess there has to be some phone call of somebody that one person will know who it is. It'll be my dear everybody. Any? Just sign, no. Okay, you'll see it settled in some place. Basically, well, the pastor's the hero upstairs. I don't know if a different place. I'm not going to the Reform Temple.